Hello and welcome to Geek History Lesson Extra. I am Jason the Mysterious Inman.
I'm Ashley Victoria Robinson, but you already knew that because you're beautiful, sexy patrons who support us here on Patreon. And you came over to hear us talk more about Spider-Man. Jason, what are we talking about?
Today, we talked about Mysterio and villains. And Mysterio is the big villain in Spider-Man Homecoming 2, Spider-Man Far From Home. I hate these subtitles, Spider-Man. That it's time to talk about... I think we should talk about some of the villains that we think we want to see in Spider-Man MCU 3 or Spider-Man No Place From Home, Spider-Man Homeless, as Tom Holland has joked online that it might be called. They're going to keep home in it somehow, I assume. Spider-Man Home From Prom. I don't know.
If they call it No Place Like Home, I'm going to be mad.
I was looking for home jokes. Yeah. Spider-Man Home Alone. Spider-Man Home Alone Lost in New York. Anyways, I mentioned this at the end of the other podcast that I think that they will do the Sinister Six in Spider-Man 3. I have two theories for this. One, the first theory is because Marvel is in a team-up frenzy. Mm-hmm. They're all their heroes and stuff like that. And I think they're going to do it for the villains. Also, the Sinister Six is an interesting way for how you can make Spider-Man unique, make it different from the other MCU movies. Because again, it's weird with all these superhero movies, we have not had a villain team up as the main heroes. I think it's the whole reason why I think WB was trying to rush the Injustice League onto the screen so that they could have a team up of villains. I think we are going to see in Spider-Man 3, Vulture. They've already set up Scorpion in Spider-Man Homecoming. We've seen the Prowler.
Scorpion in Spider-Man Homecoming?
Yeah. The gentleman who, Michael Keaton is selling weapons.
Uh-huh.
And on the ferry, he meets the gentleman who plays Nacho on the ferry. The gentleman who plays Nacho, across his neck, has a scorpion tattooed, and his name is Scorpion's name.
Oh.
And he meets him later in prison, and he still has a scorpion. And he's like, you promised me all these weapons. And Michael Keaton says something like, well, I got something better, or I know something that's better. So I think we're going to get a Sinister Six that's led by Michael Keaton. I think we're going to have Michael Keaton in it. We've already seen the Shocker. We've already seen the Tinkerer. We've already seen the Prowler, who was played by Donald Glover.
Mm-hmm.
Five, we have Mysterio. We don't know who the other villains are, but all we need is one more villain, and we have six. So I would like to ask you, Ashley, are there any Spider-Man villains that you would like to see? Who should be the new villain? Because there's lots of Spider-Man villains that we've never seen on screen.
Kraven.
Interesting. I really think they need to do Spider-Man Kraven's Last Hunt.
I don't think Marvel
will go that dark.
I don't know. I also don't know what the rights are with Kraven. Blah, blah, blah. I think Kraven is an interesting figure because he can represent very much the evil white guy. I know a lot of Spider-Man villains are evil white guys, but like he's an evil white guy who like takes his pastime and his money to Africa and appropriates cultures and accents. And like, I just think that you could take the baseline of that character who has a pretty scary, classic and interesting story, and you could update it and make it very timely and make it not even political, but just like relevant to the modern age in the way that Black Panther updated a lot of their characters and made them like relevant to the modern age. Like Killmonger suddenly became interesting. M'Baku became not a racist stereotype. And that level of commentary would be something that we don't think of in a Spider-Man movie. You think of Spider-Man as being funny yuck yuck guy.
Yes.
And I would love to see the Spider-Man movies be able to graduate to something beyond that, because like, frankly, I'm not interested in another teenage comedy.
Well, that's the problem with modern superhero movies. And I've heard a lot of people say this before, that it's terrible that the expectation of comic movies now is to make them comedies.
And I'm not saying that there's not room for comedy. Spider-Man is a very comedic character. He actually uses his comedy in his persona as Spider-Man and in his defense mechanisms and stuff like that.
But I don't need every comic book movie to be a comedy.
I don't need every comic book movie to be Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yes.
I don't want them to be that. I think I think there's something interesting with Black Cat, but I don't know if Black Cat is complex enough to carry an entire movie unless you're going to do her relationship with Peter Parker. And I don't think Disney is going to do that. I love...
You mean have an adult woman and a teenage boy?
Yeah. Or like an eight, like a young boy and like a 35-year-old or 40-year-old woman. Like, I love when her and Peter sleep together and she's like, how old are you? Like, that could be... That could be complex and that could be interesting and that could be something that we haven't seen in a superhero movie before, but that might be a little too grown up for where Disney wants Spider-Man to... I mean, honestly, I don't want another Peter Parker live-action movie.
I know, you've said this before, and there, I mean, there's always a chance to... Again, we have not seen Spider-Man Far From Home.
No.
Badly titled thing.
Their subtitles are horrendous, aren't they?
I don't like them.
I don't either. It's called Spider-Man 2.
They're so hard to remember.
Mm-hmm.
I actually just wish they would have called it... Like, there are so many
good Spider-Man titles.
Yes. I should be honest with you. I wish they would have called it Friendly Neighborhood Spider-Man.
Yeah.
That's what I... But they want to put Spider-Man first because, again, SEO. But I wish they would have called... Or even Spectacular Spider-Man.
I would have loved Spectacular,
you know, Spider-Man. It's a thing like... There is still a chance that this whole Mysterio meta multiverse thing leads to Miles. And that Spider-Man Homecoming 3 is Spider-Man.
Honestly, the most rock and roll thing that they could do if they decided to embrace the multiverse is have Mysterio hop into a sequence.
And it's animated.
Yeah. From Spider-Verse.
To be honest with you, I've thought about that. I
don't know if Disney would let that happen because Disney doesn't own Spider-Verse. Yeah, Disney doesn't share in it.
I don't think they would do it either. I don't think they'd let them do it.
So bad.
It would be so amazing. It'd be like that Fringe episode where it said it was animated. You'd be like, oh my god, this is amazing.
I know he's dead, but I would... Spoilers for Spider-Verse, I guess. I would love it if he blipped through and like high-fived the Prowler and then like blipped back into our universe. It would be so cool. I guess too, like when I hear Sinister Six, because I'm like, great, a bunch of like characters that lack depth.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how you service... It's hard enough to service six characters, much less six characters that have never led a story and don't have that much to them.
I'm actually looking through a giant list of Spider-Man villains just to see if there's anybody else that pops in my head.
A great script could definitely be had. Mm-hmm. I like that actor who plays Nacho. So that's interesting.
I'm going to look him up.
But I'm sorry, I don't know your name. I also don't know if
he's not on Better Call Saul. That's why we keep saying that.
Yeah.
He's played by Michael Mando. But he is the Scorpion in Spider-Man Homecoming.
I didn't know that. But, you know, I would be more interested in a movie where he was the leader than like where Michael Keaton was the leader.
Well, I mean, that's the thing is Spider-Man has all these villains that I think are interesting, but I don't know if they're interesting enough to carry a movie.
Well, and that's the problem with villains, right? Or with the rogues on Flash is that when you put them all together, which you think you want because it sounds cool, inevitably there's a struggle for power and they just implode.
Well, and also I will say from the trailers of Spider-Man Far From Home, National Lampoon's European Vacation, it seems like there's a couple scenes where Mysterio and Spider-Man are fighting Molten Man and Hydro-Man. And I think they're both stupid Spider-Man villains. But if they're Mysterio's illusions...
I think they're Mysterio's robots.
I actually think that's a genius way to introduce them. And I was like, oh, that's smart. Like, introduce some of the dumb Spider-Man villains as Mysterio's tricks.
I still think there's a good movie version of Electro.
I agree.
We haven't had it. And even Electro with the dumb Starburst mask.
Yes.
I think Electro is a really... He actually has some really interesting stories.
I actually also think there's another version of Sandman. That could really work. Because I actually don't think Sandman is the weakness of Spider-Man 3. I think Venom is the weakness of that movie. I'm going to put out a recent Spider-Man villain that I think would make a very interesting movie, only because he's the villain of the Spider-Man video game, Mr. Negative.
Oh, sure.
I think he would be a very interesting choice.
Yeah, largely undefined character. Mm-hmm. A lot of ground to do whatever you wanted there.
Yeah, but kind of looking through the giant list of Spider-Man villains... There aren't many that haven't been, like the Jackal, but I don't know how you do the Jackal without doing the Clone Saga.
I agree. I like the Jackal, though.
I like Tombstone.
Yeah.
He's just a big kind of dude.
I also like Tombstone like they did in Spider-Verse. I like Tombstone as a lackey.
Mm-hmm. I think
although they had Marvin Crondon III do his voice for his like two lines in Spider-Verse, and he would be a great live-action Tombstone.
Oh, yeah.
He's got that very evocative look.
I do agree with you. Kraven is my number one choice.
Yeah.
Because I think Kraven is such an interesting story. I also think I've heard rumors of this that Kraven might be the villain of Black Panther 2.
Yeah, I think would be really cool.
Is such a... I would rather him be the villain in that movie than Spider-Man.
I agree. But not knowing whether or not that's going to happen, I'm willing. He doesn't have to be reserved. I also, Kraven is a tough casting choice in my opinion, because Kraven looks stupid. Kraven speaks stupid. Kraven is kind of a stupid idea if he's not a big, scary, powerful dude.
I have your Kraven.
Okay, tell me.
Anson Mount.
I don't think he's big enough.
He could bulk up. My other choice, although...
I also don't think he'd ever work with Marvel again.
My other choice, although this would ruin it, it would ruin the white colonism, is The Rock.
Sure. I mean, he's white passing.
Sure. But it'd be The Rock. Mm-hmm. Like, would be another interesting choice. To me, the size doesn't matter, because as we saw with Zachary Levi, you can bulk up to get at that role. It'll be fine.
Sure.
We don't need... Muscle bound doesn't... We need, like, presence. And I think Anson Mount... played a character for 5 years that was the toughest son of a bitch in the West.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's Kraven. Like, you want Kraven to be a guy that if you look at him and he looks at you, you like pee yourself because he's so scary.
But Kraven also has to have that aspect where like Kraven has to work in high society.
Yes.
So he has to be like intellectual and mannered.
Mm-hmm.
Which is interesting.
Yeah. I don't know. Is there an English actor?
I mean, there are two people who come to mind, but I think they're bad choices.
Okay.
Fassbender.
Ooh, Fassbender would be an interesting Kraven.
Tom Hardy, another very obvious choice. Mm-hmm.
Tom Hardy is, too obvious.
If I was going to race bend,
okay.
I think Adewale Akpabio.
Adenowe?
I was like, I don't know what his last name is. I think he'd be
Adewale,
great because he's huge.
Mm-hmm.
I think he would be really cool. I mean,
that would be an interesting choice, especially if you made him pure English.
Which he is, by the way. He was raised in London.
And that would be, but that would be a thing of like, I would be like, I'd rather see that version in Black Panther 2. Because it's another African man versus an African man.
Yeah.
Two
African mans of affluence as well.
Of affluence, yeah. And one purely bought into colonialism.
Which would be the opposite of your Killmonger story, where Killmonger is an African American of poverty.
And
really.
he would be an African of high influence.
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
And you make him, change it and you make him like maybe a lord.
Another one that has never really been done in any of the movies, Chameleon.
Chameleon's fine.
You know, Chameleon's a Sinister Six villain to me.
I mean, look, any of the villains will work with the right script. We've seen shitty villains.
I'm going to say this. I still think that they've never pulled off Green Goblin.
I mean,
like Willem Dafoe, but he's not great.
I do like Willem Dafoe.
He's not the I don't like the costume and the look of him.
I would rather see them try a swing at Hobgoblin and get a little bit further away from the Osborns.
Interesting. Yeah.
I also wish Spider-Man had like some more female villains. Like there's Madame Web, I guess.
Madame Web is not really a villain though.
But she's not a good guy either.
I mean the crappy thing about it is the most famous Spider-Man female villain is Silver Sable. Who's such a 90s character and so hard to explain because you have to be like, she's a princess who's actually a bounty hunter from a fake European blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
I actually would like if they fake named her country in Spider-Man Far From Home. European
Vacation. Sure. Do you want to go to Latveria? No.
I'm pulling out for the lot. I want them to name check Latveria. It'd be the easiest way to do it.
Let me ask you.
Her country is Simcaria.
Great. That's a terrible name.
Yep.
It's like a SIM card.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any Fantastic Four villains that you would like to see Spider-Man go up against?
Oh, why'd you go? Okay,
because they have a lot of crossover, and then that could be like a soft way to introduce elements if they're going to, as everyone suspects, finally fold in the Fantastic.
Do you think they park one of those villains in a Spider-Man movie that's released by Sony though?
I don't know.
Because there might be some legal implications to this movie that they
might
that Marvel
have a very
might,
short list that they can pull from.
Yeah, like Marvel might be like we're not going to put any of our villains in that movie because if we do, then Sony gets a piece.
I mean, truly, if a Spider-Man movie really, really wanted to impress me,
mm-hmm.
they would give me Kane or Ben as the villain.
Scarlet Spider.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I'll tell you what.
And then they would have to flip and work together to, like, save the world or something.
Marvel can hire me at any time. I would write the shit out of a Clone Saga movie. And I
think it can be done.
I think it can be done too. And I also think,
I actually think it might be better in a Spider-Verse type story.
And I think you need to lean into the stupidness of it. Like, wink at the audience. I think it can be done. And I actually do have an idea for a good Clone Saga movie, and I will tell it to Marvel when they pay me, but I won't give it away for free on a podcast. I'm looking at Fantastic Four villains just to see if there's anybody I think.
I didn't know if there
up.
Was like any low level Fantastic Four villains who would maybe pop to mind.
The one that pops to mind is Paste Pot Pete.
Oh my god.
But he's terrible because he's kind of a bounty hunter dude.
Matthew Peterson is so happy you just said that.
Yeah. Well, his modern name is the Trapster.
Yes.
And he's kind of a dude that builds stuff, mm-hmm. like builds machines. So he would be an interesting, and he would fit kind of in with the whole Chitauri, mm-hmm. you know, technology kind of thing. Not really. I mean, a Spider-Man Mole Man movie would be interesting. But I also think the Mole Man, I don't think they should ever do the Mole Man in a movie.
I mean, I honestly wouldn't have any problem, too, with Spider-Man fighting against a corrupt official who has someone like Tombstone, like some lower level thugs,
mm-hmm.
especially in New York City. That'd be fine by me.
Sure. Yeah. I don't know. That's all I got.
Cool.
Yeah. All right. Thank you so much for your support. Thank you so much, guys. Because of you, we get to talk more about all these things and all the peoples and all the things and all the peoples and yeah. I don't know. Where else do we want to go with this? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Anytime, Ashley. This is where it's the...
I'm waiting for Doctor Strange to come in and blow my eardrums out.
Doctor Strange's not coming in this one. He's done. You scared him away.
Okay, good.
All right. Thank you so much for your support. I'm really happy we get to do these extra podcasts, and I really appreciate all your support out there. I am Jason Spidey European Vacation Inman.
I'm Ashley Victoria Robinson.
Bye-bye.